Lesson 46. Jacob chapter 5 verses 1 through 51. Introduction. In teaching his people, Jacob quoted the allegory of the tame and wild olive trees, which was originally given by a prophet named Zenas and was included in the brass plates. Jacob used this allegory to teach that the Lord would seek to bring salvation to all people, even to those among his covenant people who had turned away from him. Because of the length of Jacob 5, it is divided into two lessons. Suggestions for teaching. Note: show love and respect to each of your students. Love softens hearts and invites the influence of the Holy Ghost. When teachers love as the Savior loves, they see others as He sees them. Christ-like love inspires a teacher to never give up in helping each young man and young woman to become truly converted. Jacob chapter 5 verses 1 through 14. Jacob quotes Zenas, who likened the house of Israel to a tame olive tree. Consider beginning this lesson by reading the following scenario. A young woman transgresses a commandment. She experiences guilt, feels terrible about herself, and questions if the Lord still loves her. Invite students to ponder the following question without answering aloud. Have you ever wondered about the Lord's willingness to love and care for us when we sin and turn away from Him? Explain that Jacob prophesied that the Jews would reject Jesus Christ. In order to teach how the Jews would someday build upon Jesus Christ again as their foundation, Jacob quoted an allegory given by a prophet named Zenas. An allegory uses symbolic characters, objects, and actions to teach truths. As students study the allegory in Jacob 5 today, invite them to search for important lessons about Jesus Christ's willingness to help those who have turned away from Him. Invite a student to read Jacob 5, 1 through 2 aloud, and ask the class to look for who Zenas was speaking to. Who was Zenas speaking to? The house of Israel. You may need to explain that when the Old Testament prophet Jacob made covenants with the Lord changed his name to Israel. The phrase house of Israel refers to Jacob's descendants and to all people who have been baptized and made covenants with the Lord. Invite a student to read Jacob 5:3 aloud. Ask the class to look for what Zenas used in his allegory to represent the house of Israel. Invite students to report what they find. Explain that olive trees were extremely valuable in ancient Israel, where Zenas lived. Olives were used for food, and olive oil was used for cooking and medicine and as fuel for lamps. Olive trees required much care and labor to help them produce good fruit. Point out that in this allegory, the tame olive tree is located in a vineyard, which represents the world. According to Jacob 5:3, what began to happen to the tame olive tree? What does the decay of the tree symbolize? Encourage students to use verse 3, footnote D, to answer this question. What is apostasy? Turning away from the Lord and His gospel. Invite students to read Jacob 5, 4 through 6 silently, looking for the main figure in this allegory. Ask students to report what they find. Whom do you think the master of the vineyard represents? Jesus Christ. What do you think His actions of pruning, digging, and nourishing might represent? The Lord's efforts to help the house of Israel receive the blessings of salvation. Write Jacob 5, verses 7, 11, 13, and 32 on the board. Invite students to read these verses silently, looking for the phrase repeated in each verse that shows how the master felt about the decay of his olive tree. You may want to invite students to consider marking this phrase each time it occurs. After sufficient time, ask, how did the master of the vineyard feel about the decay of his olive tree? What do these verses teach us about how the Lord feels about us, even if we turn away from Him? Help students identify the following truth. The Lord loves us and continues to care for us, even if we turn away from Him. Invite students to consider writing this truth next to verse 7. How could this truth help people who have sinned and wonder whether God still loves them? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the First Presidency. Quote, God loves you this very day and always. He is not waiting to love you until you have overcome your weaknesses and bad habits. He loves you today with a full understanding of your struggles. He knows of your sufferings. He knows of your remorse for the times you have fallen short or failed. And still he loves you. End quote. From Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Living the Gospel Joyful. Ensign Orliahona, November 2014. What are some examples from the Scriptures or from your life that illustrate that the Lord continues to love and care for people even after they have turned away from Him? Display the following chart. Explain that it lists possible meanings of symbols in Zenas's allegory. You may want to make copies of the chart as a handout. The chart is titled Jacob 5, Allegory of the Tame and Wild Olive Trees. The handout consists of two columns. One column is the symbol, the other is the possible meaning. For example, tame olive tree. Possible meaning is the house of Israel, God's covenant people. The vineyard, the world. Decay, sin and apostasy. Lord and Master of the vineyard, Jesus Christ. Pruning, digging, and nourishing, the Lord's efforts to help people receive the blessings of salvation. Servant of the Master of the vineyard, the Lord's prophets. Branches, groups of people. Wild olive tree, Gentiles, those who have not made covenants with the Lord. Later in the allegory, natural or tame olive trees become wild, representing portions of the house of Israel that fall into apostasy. Grafting and planting branches. This could symbolize the scattering and gathering of the Lord's covenant people. In addition, the grafting of wild branches into the tame olive tree represents the conversion of those who become part of the Lord's covenant people. Burning branches, God's judgments on the wicked. Fruit, the lives or works of people. Natural or tame fruit represents righteous works. Wild fruit represents unrighteous works. Roots, individuals with whom the Lord covenanted anciently, such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. See Jacob 6:4. Roots may also represent the covenants the Lord makes with those who follow Him. Remind students that as recorded in Jacob 5:7, the master of the vineyard commanded the main decaying branches of the olive tree be removed, and that branches from a wild olive tree be brought to him. Ask a student to read Jacob 5:9 through 10 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the master of the vineyard did next to save the tame olive tree. What did the master of the vineyard do next to save the tame olive tree? You may need to explain that to graft is to insert a branch from one tree into a different tree. Please refer to the drawing in the manual. Invite students to use the chart to answer the following questions. What might be symbolized by the Lord's command to graft wild olive branches into the tame olive tree? The grafting in these verses represents the Lord's efforts to help Gentiles become part of His covenant people through baptism and conversion. What might be represented by the burning of the withered branches? See verse 9. The burning of some branches represents the Lord's judgments upon the most wicked members of the house of Israel. Remind students that Jacob 5 verse 6 states that the tame olive tree had begun to produce young and tender branches. Ask a student to read Jacob 5 verses 8 and 13 and 14 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the master did with these branches. What did the master of the vineyard do with the young and tender branches? Display the image, Lehi and his people arrive in the promised land. How does the journey of Lehi's family provide an example of the master's actions in Jacob 5, verses 8 and 13 and 14. Jacob chapter 5, verses 15 through 40. The master of the vineyard and his servant labor to help the vineyard produce good fruit. Summarize Jacob 5, 15 through 28 by explaining that a long time after the master of the vineyard grafted the young and tender branches, he and his servant, who represents the prophets, went to see the olive trees now scattered throughout the vineyard. They saw that all the branches that had been grafted brought forth good fruit. What might the good or tame fruit throughout most of the vineyard represent? A period of righteousness. This may specifically represent the time of Christ and his apostles. Summarize Jacob 5, 29 through 40 by explaining that all the fruit throughout the vineyard later became corrupt. Ask students to search Jacob 5, 32 and 39 for phrases that indicate this corruption of the vineyard. Invite them to consider marking the phrases they find. What do you think this corruption throughout the vineyard might represent? The great apostasy, during which the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ was lost from the earth. Invite students to consider writing "the great apostasy" next to one of the phrases they found in Jacob 5:32 or Jacob 5:39. Jacob 5:41 through 51. The master sorrows over his vineyard. Invite a student to read Jacob 5:41 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what this verse teaches us about Jesus Christ's feelings upon seeing his vineyard corrupted. What does the Lord's weeping in this allegory teach us about his feelings for us? What do you think it means when the Lord asks, quote, "What could I have done more for my vineyard?" End quote. The Lord had done everything that could be done to save his people. Invite a student to read Jacob 5:47 through 48 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what had corrupted the vineyard. What had corrupted the vineyard? Point out that the phrase "loftiness of the vineyard" in Jacob 5:48 refers to pride. See verse 48, footnote A. What principle can we learn from verse 48 about how pride can affect us? Help students identify a truth such as the following. Pride can prevent us from fulfilling our potential as the Lord's covenant people. How could pride prevent us from growing the way the Lord wants us to? Invite a student to read Jacob 5:49 through 51 aloud. Ask students to follow along, looking for what the Lord decided to do with his vineyard. Testify that the Lord loves us and continues to care for us, even if we turn away from him. Invite students to remember this truth, especially when they feel discouraged because of their mistakes and sins. Explain that the next lesson will include a discussion of the master's final efforts to save his vineyard. Commentary and background information. Jacob 5, the Lord of the Vineyard. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles identified some of the major themes of Jacob 5. Quote, "This allegory, as recounted by Jacob, is from the outset intended to be about Christ. Even as the Lord of the vineyard and his workers strive to bolster, prune, purify, and otherwise make productive their trees, in what amounts to a one-chapter historical sketch of the scattering and gathering of Israel, the deeper meaning of the atonement undergirds and overarches their labors." End quote. From Jeffrey R. Holland, Christ and the New Covenant, The Messianic Message of the Book of Mormon, page 165. Jacob chapter 5, verse 1. Who was Zenas? Zenas was a Hebrew prophet whose writings appeared on the brass plates, but who is not mentioned in the Old Testament. He lived after the prophet Abraham and before the prophet Isaiah. He prophesied and testified of Jesus Christ. Zenas is best known for his allegory of the olive trees. If students want to read more of Zenas's prophecies, they can refer to the index in the Book of Mormon or Triple Combination. Supplemental teaching idea. Jacob 5, video presentation, the olive tree allegory. As you teach this lesson, you may want to show portions of the video presentation, The Olive Tree Allegory, which is found on Book of Mormon DVD presentations 1 through 19. This presentation is divided into 5 segments. The following paragraphs provide ideas for inserting the first 4 segments into Lesson 46. The 5th segment is recommended for Lesson 47. Segment 1 may be used in the first section of Lesson 46. Consider using this video segment after students read Jacob 5:3. This video segment replaces the teacher's explanation of the value of olive trees in ancient Israel. This video is also available on LDS.org under the title Old Testament Olive Vineyard. Segment 2 may be used in the second section of the lesson. Consider using this video segment at the very beginning of the section. Before showing it, explain that in this segment, the students in the video wear clothing associated with Old Testament times. They wear these clothes because they are learning about a portion of the allegory that refers to that time. This video is available also on LDS.org under the title Vineyard at the Time of Christ. Segment 3 may be used in the second section of the lesson, just after you summarize Jacob 5:15-28. In this segment, the students in the video wear clothing associated with the time of Christ. This video is also available on LDS.org under the title Nethermost Parts of the Vineyard. Segment 4 may also be used in the second section of this lesson. Consider using it after you summarize Jacob 5:29-40. In this segment, the students in the video wear clothing that represents the time of the great apostasy. This video is also available on LDS.org under the title All Fruit of the Vineyard is Corrupt. Segment 5 may be used in Lesson 47 after the statement by Elder Dean L. Larson. In this segment, students dressed in modern clothing are shown tending the vineyard, representing the efforts we may make to gather and strengthen the house of Israel in the latter days. This video is also available on LDS.org under the title The Olive Tree.